For our geo quiz today, follow the Tigris River. The Green Zone in central Baghdad, now called the International Zone, is well known. It served as the hub for American operations in Iraq, and while it's now controlled by Iraqi security forces, it's still home to the U.S. Embassy that overlooks the Tigris River. The place we're looking for today is also near the Tigris River, but 100 miles north. We want you to name the U.S. Army's Contingency Operating Base, or COB, near the city of Tikrit. Saddam Hussein housed Iraq's Air Force Academy here. As an American base, it was renamed in honor of a U.S. Navy pilot who was killed in action during the 1991 Gulf War. So, can you name it? Think quick. The answer's coming up in a flash. Straight to the answer now. The U.S. military base north of Baghdad is named Cobb Spiker. Producer Jake Warga, embedded with the U.S. Army in Iraq, talked with some soldiers there to find out what their lives are like and what music they listen to. Here's what one soldier from the 3rd Infantry Division says is high up on her iPod playlist.
Specialist Bowers, and I'm from Pennsylvania, and I am 20 years old.
Tearing down a dirt road, rebel flag flying, coon dog in the back.
This song is basically the story of my life and half our companies. Half our companies split up in between the West Virginia Country Boys and then Pittsburgh City Kids. It's called Kiss My Country Ass, Red Atkins.
Well, if you've got a problem with that, you can kiss my country.
This song basically describes the countryside, everyone. Everyone who likes to hunt and drink beer and drive big trucks and go mudding and stuff. I listen to this song every day. You know, if I'm in a bad mood, I just put this song on. It's definitely the soundtrack for this deployment. There's a specific part in the song that says, I'm not scared to grab my gun and fight for my homeland.
And I ain't scared to grab my gun and fight for my homeland.
The Army standard is supposed to be that females are soldiers too, but we're, you know, a lot of times we still get treated as females. You know, we're treated differently. Iraqi culture and American culture are two totally different things. It's total culture shock here. We don't get to see a lot of females or work with them or anything unless they're children. I'm blonde and I have blue eyes, so the Iraqis love that, and I will get mauled if I step outside the vehicle. Like, my platoon sergeant had to, like, pull them off of me so we could leave because they wouldn't let me go. Like, all the paparazzi taking pictures. So, I like to stay in the vehicle a lot.
Well, if you've got a problem with that, you can kiss my...
That came to us from producer Jake Warga. This is PRI.